السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام. وعليكم
السلام.
My name is Saeed Abdul Shakur. I think I know 95% of the audience. I'm the director of the City of Knowledge Islamic School that's currently serving the greater Metro Atlanta Muslim community with classes for children from pre-K through fifth grade. Established back in 2005, the school began with only 4 students. We will open our doors, inshallah, this fall with close to 60 kids, inshallah. I, myself, am a Muslim, striving to seek nearness and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, my guardian, my protector, through my obedience, love, and submission to Islam. I'm the mother of 5 children, 4 of which are here today, and I've been married for nearly 20 years. All praise is due to Allah for His blessings. I was asked to share some information for this event, and I humbly agreed. I respect and appreciate being called to participate in this sharing of ideas and information and learning experiences. I believe that this type of conference or think tank or meeting of the minds is necessary for all Muslims wishing to initiate, institute, or even to refresh their ideas about starting an Islamic community. Children are usually my audience on the day-to-day, so bear with me as I go back into my reference of information in my own brain and educational philosophies to share what I do on a day-to-day basis. Why am I here? In keeping with the conference's vision of activity and solidarity, the mission statement of developing the social aspects of Islam, the goals and objectives of bringing all people towards action and growth through the prism of Islam by using Islamic centers to network throughout the Muslim body and unify growth, and to support and engage an active youth presence. I am here to declare that education stands at the forefront in establishing the Islamic community. Education, by specific definition, this is just a Webster's definition, it's the act or process of imparting or acquiring general knowledge, developing powers of reason and judgment, and generally of preparing oneself or others intellectually for a mature life. Education originally was a systematic training for entering the workforce. Years ago in America, formal education was the only thing that was needed to enter the workforce. A more general definition of education can include instructive or learning experiences. This conference itself is a form of education. You will all leave here today, inshallah, with an acquired knowledge from the collective learning experience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in His glorious message, the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah 33, Ayat 35, the submitting men, the submitting women, the believing men, the believing women, the steadfast men, the steadfast women, the obedient men, the obedient women, the truthful men, the truthful women, the reverent men, the reverent women, the charitable men, the charitable women, the fasting men, the fasting women, the chaste men, the chaste women, the men who commemorate Allah often, and the commemorating women. God has prepared for them forgiveness and a great recompense. Now to me, this is a very, very serious and touching ayah from Quran. This message from our Lord advises us that both men and women, that although their obligations and their responsibilities are the same, their obligations are different, both men and women will receive the reward for their fulfillment of these obligations, of forgiveness from Allah and a great recompense. Paradise. This said equality is the order of the day for all Muslims. Sorry, I'm not keeping up with me. Equality and responsibility, equality and obligations, and equality and reward from our Lord. God's creation, man, although visibly different, are inherently the same. There's an old figure of speech that says that we're all cut from the same cloth. This idiom kind of sums up the fact that we are all one species needing the same basic things. A famous psychologist, Abraham Maslow, spoke about the theory of human motivation. And he said the physiological needs of a man, those fundamentals, are air, food, water, and shelter. And those are things that need to be met. After that, the needs of safety, security, and well-being, the need for love, belonging, self-esteem, self-actualization. Again, that pyramid, the way he put it. But for the Muslim, we know that spirituality permeates and encompasses all of these levels. With every breath we take, we know it is from our Lord. With every beat of our heart is a gift from him. Our faculties, our abilities to reason, they all come from him. There's a commercial that I love that comes on television. Very unassuming, simple. It's a health insurance commercial. Says Kaiser Permanente, don't just live, thrive. Now, I find that kind of funny because I work with children every day. And they, of course, their idea of if you have our health insurance, you won't just live, you'll thrive. Even though we don't need Kaiser Permanente to live or thrive, I like the analogy. Don't just live, thrive. The funny thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this drive to thrive in every Muslim. It's what makes us different from animals. My daughter used to ask me, it's a funny question, she forgets she asked me, she asked me over and over again. She says, why are humans the only ones to drink something other than milk or water? Simple, yet thought-provoking. And I'll ask you, why are humans the only ones in the living species to drink something other than milk in infancy and water? Anybody answer that? This is from, at the time, she was about 4. So, Kaiser Permanente answered that question for me. Don't just live, thrive. I thought it was interesting, but it was an extremely complex question. We don't want just water. We want colored water. We want flavored water. We want a beverage that refreshes, a beverage that entertains. I know you've seen the Gatorade commercials. We want a beverage that reminds us of other things. Not just to simply cure dehydration. That's the complexity of a human. It's what Allah put in us that need to thrive, not just live. What does all this have to do with education? I'm coming to that point. In each human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a drive for everything. There's a drive for nourishment, a drive for spirituality, and a drive for education. The need for a backbone and a foundation of education from the cradle to the grave is essential to any community, but is a directive in Islamic philosophy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a drive to learn in each individual. The early rungs or steps of this educational ladder have been my career focus over the past 12 years and will be my focus of discussion today. Where does the process of building a more educated Muslim community begin? Elementary school, high school, college? Absolutely not. It begins at birth. At birth, there are innate capabilities that are evident as soon as a human emerges from his mother's womb. These evident capabilities are what doctors and nurses use to gauge and assess the health of a baby immediately after birth. There's a measure called, and for my nurses here, an APGAR. An APGAR is a score that the doctors and nurses use to assess the health and appearance, pulse, reflex, muscle tone, and breathing of a newborn. These innate capabilities later give way to a combination of instinct and acquired learning experiences. We're told that we come into the world as a blank slate. I tend to disagree. Actually, we come into the world full of instincts. We already have that workable program. And what happens is after birth, that program becomes manipulated by the outside world and it adapts to life outside the womb. Mothers and fathers need to be educated on those God-given capabilities of humans from birth and beyond. Research has shown that parents that are educated in the physical, emotional, social development of their child will parent better. The first year of life is the fastest growth period for a human being. A human can triple in weight, double in height, and go from immobility to crawling and possibly walking. Understanding and reason develop and become more pronounced when a one-year-old is exploring the world and testing limits. As humans grow and develop from infancy through early childhood, 2, 3, 4 years of life, this education, and in this instance, education meaning collective learning experiences, continues to thrive. Educated parents who read to their children as the child's language acquisition develops give their child's brain a chance to hear, model, and begin understanding and comprehending spoken language. Educated parents who give books to their children begin to introduce the correlation between written words and spoken language. Educated parents who play math games with their children help build concrete understanding of problem solving, mathematical reason, and logical thinking, order and sequence, measurement, just to name a few. And this can be done as early as 1, 2, and 3 years of life. The brain continues to grow, connections are made. Years ago, inherited genes were thought to distinguish the successful and smart from those that were not. But research has shown and proven that learning environment and available experiences as early as infancy and beyond are what help brain development to exceed and excel. This is what is meant by cradle to the grave. Dr. Maria Montessori was an Italian physician and educator who developed by accident a theory in education that closely resembles what I think the Islamic ideology of cradle to the grave, seeking knowledge from the cradle to the grave, is. For her research, she discovered that learning best occurred through what she described as a child's true normal nature. She believed that the natural development of children provides and proceeds through several distinct planes or age groups. And I'm going to wrap it up. The reason I use her is because she decided that she was going to go out and help children. She was one of the first Italian physicians, woman, and she stumbled across through her research with helping children. One of the most widely renowned and understood educational philosophies. And it closely fits that Islamic idea of birth to 7 to 14, and those distinct age groups that we know, you know, in Islamic societies. Now, she theorized that this learning begins at birth. Now, this is just one educational theory, and one that we agree with and we use and we practice at the City of Knowledge. Now, there are many others, but what they all share is the idea that learning begins the minute we arrive from our mother's wombs. What educational theories give us are proven ideas for learning. Educated parents capitalize on the developmental capabilities of their child at different stages. Educated parents bring about a healthier lifestyle. Educated parenting puts more productive and intelligent members into an Islamic community. Understanding the importance of education throughout the life cycle will help develop Islamic activities and empower the Muslim community as a whole. Thank you.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.